Africa produces over $280 billion worth of agricultural products, and most of that production is not in the value chain, and it does not involve youth employment, does not involve entrepreneurs. Most of it is raw grain and raw cereals that are produced by very poorly paid farmers.
As an entrepreneur yourself with running the Omega Farms business just outside of Addis Ababa, what would you say are some of your biggest challenges right now?
One of the biggest challenges, retaining youth employment, keeping the young men and women who are from the rural countryside to stay and work there, to grow and develop and become entrepreneur and business people. The young women are attracted by jobs into the urban communities, young men as well. The development of the urban centers is forcing a lot of migration into the cities because the wages are higher, more rewarding, and more interesting work. Agriculture is perceived as a bit old-fashioned, not rewarding, not dynamic, does not have a lot of things to do with the internet or any of the new technologies. I would like to see more entrepreneurial opportunities for young women and men in the rural countryside. And as you see in the report, the Montpellier report refers to the need for development of training and education programs and entrepreneurial skills, and maybe some form of incubation system to teach young women and men how to become businessmen, how to develop new products, new services, and get more into the value chain in the rural countryside.
Another one of the perceptions regarding agriculture that young people may see is in the technology of it. I mean, when they're looking at maybe a big old tractor that is not doing the work that it should do. So one thing is needed is technology. So how do you get the funding and the programs that are going to give the necessary technology that is needed to keep up with agriculture?
Kim, you're absolutely right. You hit it on the head. This is the challenge. The challenge is to create the opportunities for young women and men to be able to take advantage of mobile technology. We have examples in Nigeria and as well as in Kenya and many parts of Africa and in Ethiopia. We also have some internet-based services that are directly related to new and emerging opportunities and jobs for young men and women in the rural countryside. The challenge for those of us in agriculture in Africa that the Montpellier panel report has pointed out to is to find a way to get financing that is patient capital, that is in quantities that are small enough for young entrepreneurs to be able to take advantage of and manage their cash flow and their working capital to be able to develop all these new services. And there is money out there, but we're trying to find a way how to make it work for the young women and men who are trying to become entrepreneurs in the new agriculture in Africa.
Do you think the international community is focusing enough on agricultural projects and putting the funding there so that more jobs and more technology can be created to bring young people into the sector?
Well, they are. You have programs like Feed the Future, which is committed at very high levels by President Obama. The United Kingdom has committed to the nutrition side in significant numbers. So there are billions involved here. But we are producing food. We're going to increase production of food. But we need young women and men to be able to process food, package food, label food, develop new products and services that are nutritious for the emerging economies in Africa.